This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If you've ever thought, why is dating in Ireland actually this bad? You're not alone. Our next guest has been very real about the highs and the lows and the absolute chaos of the dating scene here. And you might also recognise her from First Dates Ireland. It's Tipperary content creator Clodagh Scanlon, and she's here to share her experience. Clodagh, welcome back to the show and Between the Sheets as well. First of all, take me back. What actually spurred you on to apply for First Dates Ireland in the first place?
I deleted dating apps well over a year ago, and I've just been doing mad things to get out there in the dating world without apps. I've been on things like singles hikes. The internet has randomly put me and strangers together through my videos, like mad stuff. So I was like, what's one more thing? What's going on national TV and going on a blind date, you know?
I mean, in fairness, you had tried a lot of things by what it sounds, you know, and sure, why not add another thing to that? Do you know what?
I'm like, we've seen a lot of success on First Dates. So I was like, why not? My person could be like, just as sick of the apps and decide, you know what, let's just go on the telly. Let's see if there's somebody also up for that fun of like a blind date and like seeing what happens, you know?
What was the application process like? Were you kind of nervous doing it, or was it more relaxed than you might have originally thought?
The application process is actually so fine. It's actually all about you. It's like, what do you want? What do you like? I remember I had to fill out like a massive, like, you know, like digital form all about like what I'm looking for in somebody. And then I had follow-up calls with the team on First Dates then for them to get a better idea and just ask me more. But that was kind of it. And then it was a case of they would ring you back if they felt they found a match that kind of suited exactly what you said. And yeah, a little while later, then I got a call saying, we found you a match if you're willing to come on. And I was like, okay, go on, let's try it.
And you did go on and try it. And it's been amazing to see you on the show. Did you go on it? Was it for the experience? Was it for the plot, as we like to say? Was it literally for the crack in the story? Or were you genuinely hoping to meet someone? Maybe it was a little bit of all three.
A bit of everything. Yeah. Like, honestly, genuinely also trying to meet somebody because I don't use dating apps. It's like, how do you meet somebody in, it would have been 2025 when it was recorded, but how do you meet someone in this day and age if not by going out there and putting yourself into like unusual situations? And then also just doing it for the plot. I mean, like, my friends just know that I'm always up for doing mad stuff. So it was one of those things where the opportunity came up and I was like, why not just say yes? Like, say yes.
You may as well, I think, say yes to these type of things. Because as you've said, there's so many people in Ireland sick of the apps. There are amazing singles nights, singles events, which are great. But if you're really looking to throw yourself in at the deep end, what better way than to date on camera for the nation to look at
on
you?
Camera.
What was it like walking in?
And for it to be a blind date. Like, you have no clue who's going to be there. It's like, and I know you kind of have that with dating apps too. You don't really know, but at least you've been maybe chatting to the person. You can kind of see what they look like through an app. But I literally went in and I'm like, I don't know who is walking through that door. You know, like there, it's matchmaking. It's like, bring back matchmaking.
What's it like having to go through that like walkout where you're seeing who this person is with the TV cameras on you too? Where you're like, what's even going through your head? Like,
well, what was going through my head when I'm in a dress and a pair of heels is, don't trip. Don't face plant the floor when you go through that door, because that door is like, do you push or pull? I think everybody knows that. It's like you don't really know, and that door is really heavy. And I was actually first, which in a way I'm delighted with, because the two guys, you know, the guy at the door and the guy at the bar, they're so nice and they like hype you up. And I got us like 5 or 6 minutes to myself to just breathe and be like, okay, like chill out, like who's about to walk through the door. So like everything's going through your brain, and then like you are spotting little cameras all around. You're like, there's a lot of cameras. And then you're trying to be like, don't look at them. Like, don't look, because you can't look into them. So you're just like, ah, there's like a million things. But then when the person comes, you kind of forget, because you're like, you're engrossed in what's going on in front of you, and that's more important, you know?
You're so brave, anyone who goes on that program, because I feel like any first date that I have ever been on in my life, you know, it is a lot of awkwardness. There is a lot of, oh my God, what am I saying next? I want the ground to swallow me. So I can't even imagine going through that on like TV. But would you recommend the experience to someone who is unsure about it? Like the likes of myself, but anybody listening who's like, oh, I don't know.
100%. My experience was only positive like literally the as I said, the people are hyping you up on the first dates team when you arrive. It's like, if we could actually have that following us around on normal dates where everyone's like hyping you up and like, you look great, are you excited to meet him? Like, imagine that happened in every scenario where you're going to meet someone on a date. So it was like, it was really, they make you feel so at ease. And then at the end of the day, they're trying to match you with somebody who they think is perfect for your, the description you're looking for. So like, you're meeting somebody at the very least, hopefully like-minded. So I would say to anybody, go for it. Like, we've heard so many success stories. So why not try it? It's such a wholesome, fun show as well, you know.
People love watching it, in fairness, as well. Let's talk about the dating scene in Ireland in general again, the dreaded topic that I feel like, you know, we'll be talking about both positively and negatively for the next 10 years at least, because dating apps, amazing, but also the dating world has gone very digital, which doesn't suit everybody. Singles events, amazing, but sometimes that doesn't suit everybody. What do you think, though, is the biggest issue at the minute?
Oh, I think the dating apps are the biggest issue with dating and with young people, especially maybe trying to find partners or find somebody romantically, because they're just... it's just way too easy to go somebody. It's just way too easy to go on and get a little dopamine hit, chat to somebody, and then you log in the next day and the chat is gone because they've bounced already. And it's like, it's just so fickle, and it's really tiring. And that's why I personally deleted them, because I was like, I'm not getting anything good out of this. I'm only feeling crappy when somebody walks away from a conversation that you've maybe been building for a week or two. And I think it also stops people approaching each other now in public, because why would you when you can just get a quick date on an app, you know? So I do think it's the biggest barrier to people actually going out there and like pushing themselves to meet people outside of digitally. And then there's just so many, the list can go on about the things that are wrong with the apps, you know?
It can be very surface level, the apps, and it can be very much like the headlines about yourself. Have you ever found, because of your line of work and because you've got a big following online and you are well known, that can be quite intimidating to people as well? Are they a bit like, oh, I saw you on TikTok, oh wow, what's that like? And that's it.
Yeah, like, it's funny that you use the word intimidating, because I'm a very strong character, and sometimes men are very intimidated by a strong female. So that mixed with then also having a following, it's funny, you can get like a little bit of backlash from people. But one of the weirdest experiences I ever had was going on a couple of dates with a guy from the apps, and I was like, he's really nice, like he's lovely, a couple of years older, and I was like, this is actually going really well. But then I didn't tell him until maybe the third date about my job. I just said like I worked in the world of marketing, but then I actually told him more so about like me having a profile online. And by our next date, he came with like my full life story and presented it to me. And I just thought that was so strange, because look, we all have the stalk. We all have the background check. We all do it. But you don't tell the person. You don't come on and say, hey, I've looked you up and I know that you did this in 2015. And I know that you go here for the gym and did it. Maybe ask me and try to get to know me without assuming. So there has been some unusual moments in my line of work with dating, you know. That's just one of the stories.
It's fascinating, because you're in that type of work, though. Like, the people will know you. Like, when they Google you, something actually comes up.
Yeah.
Do you know, when you Google other people, it's like just maybe their job. Yeah. Tell me about, there's a big conversation at the minute around people dating to date versus people dating to find a life partner. Where do you stand on that?
I feel like I kind of almost came up with this concept of dating to date because I, like, in the last couple of years, was genuinely just saying to myself, right, well, if I'm not doing apps, and if I have to meet people in another way, and if past relationships haven't worked because I've went for a specific type, let's dismantle this idea of a type and let's date, because dating should be fun. Like, that's the whole point of dating to date. Like, people have kind of lost the art of dating and why they're doing it. So I really removed this idea of I have to go on this date and he has to be my boyfriend or he has to turn into something. And I think when you remove that expectation part and you go into it and you're like, this is actually just fun. It's really fun to see what's out there and try dating different type of people. And maybe, do I date a little bit older? Do I date a little bit younger? Do I date somebody from another county, from another country, from another culture? Like, and it's, you're just opening your own mind to like what's out there rather than like pigeonholing yourself. And again, I just think Irish women, can be very quick to settle sometimes and very quick to like also say, oh God, this something has to come out of this. And it's only date three. Like, how can you expect something from a stranger on date number three? You can't. The only person that's getting hurt is yourself. So I think when you remove all that expectation piece and bring it back to like the fun of it and going, well, when I go on this date, do I actually like this person? Am I actually having fun? Do I actually see it going anywhere? Not asking, does he like me? Do I actually like him? You know,
it's important to flip that narrative for yourself so that you go into it. And, yeah. And again, I think so many people, I think that they can be married together, dating to date and dating to find a life partner. You can have the intention that you eventually want to find someone, but that you remove that pressure from the early stages. Do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, we can all have an intention of what we want for our life and in dating, of course, but like, it's an awful lot of pressure to put on yourself and this complete and utter stranger on date five, even to assume it's going to turn into something. That is like, I think people have forgotten that's a complete stranger. And we're in a, like a different day and age where like people aren't being kind of put together for quick marriages and very young, like an old Ireland would have been. It's like, actually, yeah, like you have the chance, and we're so lucky, especially in Ireland, I think as women, that we have this chance to actually see, do we want this person? And we're not being forced into anything locally. So it's like, take the chance to like see what's out there and date around. Like, don't be afraid of dating around. It's no problem to have a date with Tommy on Monday and a date with Michael on Friday. Neither of them are your fella. Why can't you go on two dates? God knows they're doing it. So maybe you do it, you girls.
Follow suit. If you had one piece of advice you'd give to anyone listening right now who's really struggling with the dating scene, what would it be?
Push yourself. If you're struggling, push yourself, because I think when we struggle, we tend to go inwards. We tend to collapse in on ourselves and go, no, 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 I'm not going to put myself out there. I'm just going to avoid everything altogether. But what you're actually doing is just kind of turning against yourself. Like, know what you bring to the table. Be proud of what you bring to the table and be really sure of yourself and what you want. And look, it's tough out there. It's not easy, but I think it's like anything. You have to find a diamond in the rough. And if it's rough out there, go seek the diamonds. Like, and don't settle. I would just say to anybody, no matter how much you're struggling, no matter how much you want something or somebody, please don't settle. I think it's the worst thing you can do to yourself, because your life partner is probably one of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
You may as well make the right one. Isn't that the advice that you're supposed to go with? Finally, where can we find you on socials and keep up to date with your dating life?
Yeah, well, I'm spilling all the tea on my dating life online. You can find me at Clodagh Scanlon on Instagram or TikTok, and I don't use a GH, it's just CLODA Scanlon. So yeah, that's me.
Clodagh, thank you so much for joining me on the show once again. And of course, you can catch Clodagh on First Dates, which is back on screen at 9:35 on RTÉ2 and RTÉ Player as well. And I'm sure we will chat to you again, Clodagh.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.